You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Nicole. How are you going today?
I'm good, thank you, Kelly. How are you?
Yeah, good. We've been talking with our government, well, actually, no, opposition MP, and we were talking a little bit about the Manus Island, humanitarian crisis, which I thought I would talk to you about as well, seeing as you are... Yeah. Right over there in the thick of it. So more than 300 men are still in the Manus detention centre after their Papua New Guinea attempt to move them.
Yes, the police came in. Obviously, these men have been in there since last time we spoke, and the police were destroying property and food, seizing phones, and arresting some of the men.
Mm.
They essentially said you have an hour to leave, and a lot of people didn't move. The reasons they're giving, of course, are that they don't feel safe in the main town. They've been subject to violent attacks there, and of course they want a permanent resettlement solution, not to go to this partially built accommodation block. And a lot of attention has been on this story from the mainstream media for once. It's not often in the mainstream media, but it has been recently, particularly because of the writings of that Guardian journalist, Baruz Bakani, who has been in this whole development. He's been specifically targeted by police.
Right.
So he...
That's the Kurdish journalist in the detention centre at the moment?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, the Kurdish journalist, and he... was arrested before most of the forcible removals began, and the police had been telling, like, he'd been live tweeting stuff from there, and saying that the police said, you know, you've been writing bad things about us. Yeah, so it's quite a tense situation.
Is there sort of a collective call from Australia to do more, or is it being overlooked? I mean, you said it's been a lot in the mainstream media, so it's obviously something that people are interested in.
The people who definitely want to see a change are very vocal about it, and I think that it is increasing. I think the general public is becoming more conscious of it. I don't know how many of those people, I don't know how many people for which this situation is, say, something they would vote on,
right?
And it would be as a deciding factor in an election or something like that. But it definitely the awareness is increasing.
Yeah, which I suppose is the idea behind the live tweeting and stuff from the people over there. Yeah. So the federal government has cancelled a sitting week for the House of Representatives to allow the Senate to finish debating the same-sex marriage bill before it goes to the lower house. So they've said, because they said that they would sit until it was done, didn't they?
They did, yes. So that's the reason they're giving for cancelling this sitting week, the official reason. But many have been quick to point out that it might just be because they're a minority government at the moment. I think you'll remember the whole dual citizenship saga.
Yes. Oh, don't we? Still fresh.
So a number of their members... are not there at the moment, and they'll really likely struggle to pass anything. So it seems they have this big reason to avoid sitting for the time being, so they can avoid the appearance of not having any power.
Right.
After that week where they don't sit, the by-elections in response to the citizenship issue will have happened, and they'll most likely have members Barnaby Joyce and John Alexander back. It's quite a crucial time, actually, because there's a backbench push for a royal commission into the banks.
Right, okay.
And so cancelling the sitting week really puts a brake on that. And
so
government backbenchers who were threatening to cross the floor and establish a banking commission won't have a chance to do so.
Is there a kind of deadline as to when the whole dual citizenship thing needs to be figured out, or...?
It's a bit of a mess because of all the different situations that various members are in. So,
yes,
for
right.
example,
so it's,
Barnaby Joyce, you've got the by-election, but they're wondering if him having, given up NZ, New Zealand citizenship, will mean much You know, and Section 44 is quite confusing.
Mm. So it's, yeah, sort of each to their own circumstances.
Yeah, exactly.
Why anybody would want to give up citizenship of New Zealand is beyond me.
Right?
Right?
Like, New Zealand is forever. Parliament is temporary.
I like that. That might be our new slogan. Also, an interview with a North Queensland federal MP is going viral online after the politician gave quite an interesting answer to a question about marriage equality. What did he say? What was that answer?
Yes, Bob Catter, one of our most eccentric MPs, he was on, he's being interviewed about marriage equality, and he said people are entitled to their sexual proclivities, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned, and he had this very strange laugh, and then his face suddenly became very angry, and he said, but I ain't spending any time on it, because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland. And it's just the funniest video. I encourage everyone to look it up if you haven't seen it yet.
I will. I haven't seen it yet. I will definitely be looking it up.
Even Stephen Colbert has talked about it.
Right, so it's gone international already.
It's the funniest viral video, yes.
Right, well, you know, in light of some maybe more heavy issues, he's obviously bringing a little bit of humour to the government, which might be a good thing.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Nicole, and we will talk to you next week.
No worries. Talk to you then.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.